नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य कोविदवर्गस्य अन्तिमः पाठः, नवम्बर् मासस्य 15 दिनाङ्कः. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि, गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. अस्माभिः पत्राचारसंस्कृतस्य चतुर्थः स्तरः कोविदः. तत्र बहवः अंशाः गतसु 8 मासेषु अधीताः सन्ति. व्याकरणांशेषु समासाः, तद्धितान्तशब्दाः, निजन्ताः, सन्नन्ताः, णत्वम् इत्येवं क्रमेण समासानां विस्तरेण अध्ययनं कृतम्. अन्येषां परिचयः प्राप्तः. काव्यांशेषु रघुवंशस्य द्वितीयसर्गे नन्दिनी वरप्रदानम् इत्यस्य भागस्य चिताः श्लोकाः अधीताः. सुभाषितानि अधीयमानानि सन्ति. काव्यकथा इति कश्चित् भागः अस्ति नैषधीयचरितस्य, एवं कुमारसम्भवस्य कथाभागः. गद्यरूपेण सरलतया तयोः काव्ययोः कथापुस्तके दीयते. सो पाठेषु मया एतत् न कृतं, सामान्यतः पठनेन अवगम्यते इति. किन्तु द्वयोः छात्रयोः प्रयत्नेन एतासाम् अथवा एतेषां भागानाम् अनुवादः अस्माकं जालस्थाने स्थापयिष्यते. सो टु आफ् द स्टूडेण्ट्स् हेव् वालण्टियर् टु डू शार्ट् वीडियोस् आन् दिस् काव्यकथा, बिकास् सम् आफ् देम् वर् रिक्वेस्टिङ्ग् फार् इट्. सो वी विल् शार्ट्लि पुट् अप् वीडियोस् वित् सिम्पल् इङ्ग्लिश् एक्स्प्लेनेशन् फार् द काव्यकथा पोर्शन्. इट् इस् मोस्ट्लि इन् सिम्पल् संस्कृत, सो इट् इस् एक्चुलि मेण्ट् टु बि read by yourself, right? So that is the whole point of it. But still, for helping you, if you want any assistance, we'll shortly put up the Kavya Katha with English, very simple English explanation on it. So that will be uploaded on the portal. The Subhashita, as I said, each one of you has taken up. So I have been reviewing it. Many of you should have gotten the reviewed versions by this time. If not, in the next couple of days I will send it. So after that, what I expect, there is one sample which I have already posted, if you have seen. So if we come to the Kovida course page, so you can see here student projects. So you can see that there is one Subhashita which has been uploaded already. So one of our students has done a simple explanation on one of the Subhashitas. So something similar to it, if possible, a video with slides or audio with the notes. So we will slowly compile the recordings from all of you and we will put it up here. So of these, the first 20 Subhashitas will be the ones which are prescribed for Kovida. Others are other Subhashitas which you can learn from each other's work. Tataha alankaraha chandamsi. Alankaraha, shabdalankaraha, arthalankarascha adhitaha. Chandasam vishaye, yadyapi asmin varge na kritam, prithakmaya chandasam drishyamshaha sthapitaha. So there is a separate course which are short videos on the chandas. So for the exam, together only the Alankara and Chandas will be for 20 marks. So the Alankaras are whatever we did in class. So for the Chandas, it won't be the complete one, as in you don't have to look at all the ones, only those which are prescribed for the Kovida. Okay. So Kovida Pathyapustake Yesham Chandasam Lakshanam Dattamasti. So those are actually, just one moment. So Anushtup, Vasanta Tilaka, Indravajra, Upendravajra, and Upajati. So those are the five vrittas which are prescribed for Kovida along with the basic of Laghu Guru, Gana, Nirnayaha, Ityadi. So Anushtup, Indravajra, Upendravajra, Upajati, and Vasantatilaka. So Tesham Lakshanam. So that will be the examine portions for this. Only Alankaras and Chandas. Raghuvamsha is not included in this exam. In Vyakarana, everything, whatever we have covered. So along with this, we also had a brief introduction. Samskata Sahityasya Granthakartrinamcha Parichayaha Praptaha. So this is what we have done. So in today's class, I'll be taking mainly questions. So some of you have already sent your questions. So among them, I'll deal with whatever is possible. After that, anya prashnaha related to anything we have done or anything else in Sanskrit if there is a requirement. So we'll take that up. Before that, a few things which questions which have been received, which I have received through emails, I'll give a brief answer to them. By then you can frame your questions, you can type in your questions and I'll answer them towards the end. So tatradav kenasit prishtamasit aluk samasasya visaye kinchid vadatu iti. Aluk samasaha iti prithak samasa prabhedahana tatra kimbhavati samanyataha subantayoho samasam kurmaha. Tatra kimbhavati samasta pade purvapadasya uttarapadasya cha pratipadika rupam shruyate. Pratipadikam kimbhavati yatha harina trataha iti kashchid vigraha tatra hari trata iti samasta padam tadanantaram haritrataha haritrata haritratam lingam vachanam ashritya rupani bhavanti samasta padam tu hari trata evam pani cha padau cha tesham samaharaha ityatra pani pada purvapadasya pratipadikamasti pani uttarapadasya pratipadikamasti pada pani pada samaharaha napumsakalingameva bhavati ekavachanantameva bhavati ityataha panipadam iti bhavati ayam samanya niyamaha vayam sarve janimaha tatra kim bhavati kadachit vishishta padeshu purva padasya vibhaktyanta rupam shruyate pratipadikam na bhavati vibhaktyanta rupam bhavati. Udaharanam pashyamaha, bahu prasiddham asti, atmane padam, parasmai padam iti. Vastutaha tatra, atmane padam ityeva vigraha, atmane iti chaturthi vibhakti. Atma ityasya chaturthi, atmane, evam para ityasya chaturthi, parasmai. Vastutaha kim bhavet, atma padam, atman pada, nakarasya lope, atma pada iti bhavet. Kintu atmane padam parasmai padam ityeva rupam bhavati. Evameva yudhishthiraha asti. Yudhi sthiraha. Yaha yudhe atyantam sthairyena yuddham karoti. Bhayamna anubhavati. Saha yudhi sthiraha. Yudh iti pratipadikam. Tatra sandhihi kriyate chet yut sthira iti bhavati. Kintu yudhi iti saptami vibhaktyantameva samase shruyate. Kanthe kalaha. Kanthe kalam yasya saha kanthe kalaha iti. Tatra kanthe iti saptamyantata shruyate. Etadrishaha samasaha aluk samasaha iti uchyante. Vastutaha vyakarana ritya pashyamaha chet luk ityukte lopaha. Kasya lopaha. Atra vibhakti pratyayasya lopaha. Samanyataha sarveshu samaseshu bhavati. Kadachit tu na luk. Luk na bhavati. Lopaha na bhavati. Tadrishaha samasaha aluk samasaha ityuchyate. Purva padasyaiva aluk bhavati. Uttara padasya na. So the you can hear the vibhakti only in the purva pada. After the Uttarapada, you have the Samastapada, so there will anyway be some Vibhakti, where the Purvapada is heard as a Vibhaktyanta form and not as a Pratipadika. Such a Samasa is called Aluk Samasa. सर्वेषु भवति, तत्पुरुषसमासे अलुक् भवति, बहुव्रीहौ अलुक् भवति, द्वन्द्वे अलुक् भवति, सर्वत्रापि भवति, तादृशः समासः अलुक् समासः इत्युच्यते. तत्र विशिष्टानि सूत्राणि सन्ति. सो यु केनाट् जनरलैज् दिस्. वेर् डु यु हाव् अलुक्? देर् इस् अ सेट् आफ् अरौण्ड् 25 सूत्रास् विच् आर् गिवन् बै पाणिनि. सो स्पेसिफिक् पूर्वपद फालोड् बै स्पेसिफिक् उत्तरपद, देर् इस् नो लुक्, दट् इस् वाट् इट् सेस्. प्रसिद्धानि पदानि सन्ति. पश्यतो हरः इत्यस्ति, पश्यतः हरः, यः हरति. कदा पश्यतः? ही हू राब्स् आर् स्टील्स् ईवन् वेन् पीपल् आर् लुकिङ्ग् आन्. सो लैक् अ डे लैट् राबरी. सो अ डे लैट् राबर् इस् काल्ड् पश्यतो हरः. तत्र पश्यतः इति षष्ठी विभक्तिः अस्ति. स्तम्भे रमः, स्तम्भे रमः इत्युक्ते गजः इति अर्थः. स्तम्भं नाम तृणम्. सो इट् इस् अ कैण्ड् आफ् ग्रास्. यः तादृशं तृणं खादितुम् इच्छति तादृशः गजः स्तम्भे रमः इत्युच्यते. स्तम्भे इत्यत्र सप्तमी विभक्तिः अस्ति. सरसिजं, सरसि जायते, सरसिजं कमलम् इत्यर्थः. मध्ये गुरुः, अन्ते गुरुः इत्यादि छन्दशास्त्रे उपयुज्यते. मध्ये गुरुः जगणः, अन्ते गुरुः सगणः इत्यादि. तत्र सर्वत्र विभक्त्यन्तशब्दः श्रूयते. सो वेरि कामन्लि सप्तमी विभक्ति गेट्स् अलुक्, बट् आल्सो एस् यु केन् सी हियर् आत्मने इत्यत्र चतुर्थी अस्ति. स्तोकान्मुक्तः इत्यादिषु पञ्चमी विभक्त्याः अपि अलुक् भवति. सो अदर् विभक्तीस् आर् आल्सो पासिबल्, बट् कामन्ली सप्तमी. ओके, सो दट् इस् इन् ब्रीफ् अबौट् अलुक् समास. रूपकसमासः इत्यस्य विषये अपि पृष्टम्. वस्तुतः रूपकसमासः इत्युक्ते अवधारणापूर्वपदकर्मधारयः एव. अस्माभिः कर्मधारयसमासस्य भेदेषु दृष्टम्, अवधारणा भवति. यथा काव्यम् एव दीपः, काव्यदीपः, अथवा ज्ञानम् एव दीपः, ज्ञानदीपः, ज्ञानदीपेन भास्वता इति भगवद्गीतायामपि प्रयोगः अस्ति. सो तादृशः समासः. क्रोधः एव अग्निः, क्रोधाग्निः. ज्ञानम् एव अग्निः, ज्ञानाग्निः. ज्ञानाग्निः सर्वकर्माणि भस्मसात् कुरुतेऽर्जुन. हृदयम् एव कमलं, हृदयकमलं. मम हृदयकमलं कमले वसति भगवान् इति. सो अयं समासः एव रूपकसमासः. तत्र अभेदः एवकारेण अथवा अवधारणेन. अवधारणा उच्यते इत्यतः स एव समासः, रूपकसमासः इत्यपि वक्तुं शक्यते. केवलसमासः इति अन्यः समासः अस्ति. वस्तुतः यत्र किञ्चित् समस्तपदं कविभिः प्रयुक्तं किन्तु सूत्रं नास्ति. सो देर् आर् सर्टन् केसेस्, लाट् आफ् केसेस् वेर् समासस् आर् यूस्ड् इन् लिटरेचर् एट्सेट्रा, बट् वी केनाट् डिरैव् इट् यूसिङ्ग् द नार्मल् रूल्स् आफ् द लाङ्ग्वेज्. तादृशस्थले वयं केवलसमासः इति वदामः. तत्र बहुव्रीहिरपि न, तत्पुरुषः अपि न, द्वन्द्वः अपि न, अव्ययीभावः अपि न. इट् डस् नाट् फिट् इन् टु एनी आफ् दोस् केटगरीस्. But the samasa has been used in literature. There is a tradition of usage. Vyakaranam sarvada prayoga sharanam. Prayoga sharanaha vayyakaranaha. Yadi shishta prayogaha asti tarhi kathanchit tasya sadhutvam vaktavyam ityataha asmabhihi kevala samasaha. Ityukte saha samasaha without any specific tag of avyayi bhava tatpurusha bahuvrihi etc. अत्रापि नियमः इति नास्ति. सो देर् इस् नो रूल् दट् दिस् पद शुड् कम्बैन् वित् दिस् पद. सो डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् यूसेज्, वेर् एवर् यु फैण्ड् यूसेज् इन् लिटरेचर् विच् केन् नाट् बि एक्स्प्लेन्ड् बै नार्मल् रूल्स्, इट् केन् बि एक्स्प्लेन्ड् यूसिङ्ग् अ केवलसमास. प्रसिद्धानि उदाहरणानि सन्ति. पूर्वं भूतः, भूतपूर्वः. फार्मर्, अर्लियर् इत्यर्थे भूतपूर्वः इति प्रयोगः अस्ति. भूतपूर्वः प्रधानमन्त्री, फार्मर् प्रैम् मिनिस्टर्. So Purvam Bhutaha, he was there earlier, ityarthe samasaha. So this, as I said, does not fit into any of the samasa rules. Purvam Adrishtaha, Adrishta Purvaha ityapi asti. So that which was not seen earlier, so unique or the first of its kind ityarthe, Adrishta Purvaha iti shabdaha. Na ekadha, naikadha, vastutaha tatra naika iti samasaha. Na ekam naikam, naika shabdat dha pratyayaha. Okay. So naikadha means many types, of many types. Tatra vastutaha nai iti avyayam asti. Tasya samasaha yadi kriyate tarhi nakarasya lopaha bhavati aneka iti bhavati. So if you are doing a samasa of the usual nai shabda, we will do nai tatpurusha, but there, as you know, we have to make it as an, because a is an ajadi, an iti bhavati, anekadha iti bhavati, that is different, that is the normal nai tatpurusha. But naikadha ityapi prayogah asti. So there it is na eka without the na of the nai dropping. So we say tatra nai iti avyayam na, kevalam na iti shabdaha, tasya nalopaha na bhavati iti, tatra samasa vidhanartham kevala samasaha ityuchyate. Raghuvamshe prathama sarge bahavaha prayogaha santi. Soham adanma shuddhanam aphalodaya karmanam ityadi raghuvamshasya rajnyam mahatvam varnayati kalidasaha. Tatra ajanma shuddhanam, those who are pure from birth, right from birth ityarthaha. A janmanaha iti avyayi bhava samasaha adau bhavati a janma iti. Then to join a janma with shuddhaha. A janma is not a visheshana to shuddhaha. So from birth ityarthe a janma shabdasya shuddhaha ityarthe iti shabdena saha samase kevala samasaha iti uchyate. Evam kavyeshu tatra tatra kevala samasanam udaharanam drishyate. Okay. Shishta prayoga means normal usage, not normal. It is an accepted usage, an authoritative usage. That is, I mean, if say I write something and there is a mistake, it is a mistake because I am not considered authoritative. So authoritative usages, it is based on literature. Okay, so there is a detailed discussion in Vyakarana Shastra about who are the shishtas and whose prayoga can be considered as acceptable. So the general agreement is the poetry. You look at what they have written. So 99.9% what they have written is all conforming to the rules. So if there are some usages which are not directly, you cannot defend them by rules, but which convey the intended meaning, and multiple people have used a similar prayoga across in different shastras or in different texts. So based on that, we call it as shishta prayogas. Okay, and Maharshinam, in case of this one, sometimes what we say is there is something called arsha prayoga, where say Ramayana, Mahabharata, we accept some prayogas because they were made by rishis. They are okay, but we don't use them. Okay, because they are like one-off usages which are not acceptable. But shishta prayoga is different. It is acceptable in normal usage because a lot of people through several generations of literature have used similar kinds of words. Okay. So when we go in detail into the Vyakarana Shastra and understand about Mahabhashya, there are discussions on these. Okay. So where does the word shishta come from? The shishta comes from shasu anushishtau dhatu. So he who is well learned, well educated, ityarthaha. So that is the direct meaning of the one. So he is very cultured, who has good knowledge, authoritative knowledge, is considered a shishta. Okay. वाचो युक्तिः इत्यत्रापि अलुक् समासः वा सत्यम्। वाचो युक्तिः वाचः युक्तिः इत्यत्र अलुक् समासः। वाचो युक्तिः इति ईडियम् इत्यर्थे प्रयोगः भवति। सो इट् ईस् एन् अलुक् समासः। नैकधा अनेकधा द मीनिङ्ग् सेम् सत्यम्। अर्थः समानः। मल्टिपल् मेनिफोल्ड् मल्टिपल् टैप्स् इत्यर्थः। अर्थः समानः, पदे एव भेदः। ओके So, emphasis on multiplicity, yes, in both cases, whether we say anekadha, na eka, aneka, and then you add the dha. So, in both cases, the emphasis is on multiplicity. Okay. There is a few more questions. I'll take them in order. So, narasimhaha ityatra vigraha vakyam kim? नरः सिंहः इव नरसिंहः। सो अ मान् हु इस् लैक् अ लयन् इत्येव विग्रहः वक्तव्यः। लैक् वि से इन् नरर्षभः, नरव्याघ्रः इत्यादि। सो दट् इस् द यूजुवल् कैण्ड् वेर् यु आर् नाट् एक्चुलि रेफरिङ्ग् टु द सिंह पार्ट् आफ् इट्। ओके for the Narasimha, as in the deity Narasimha, who has a part of Nara and Simha, maybe we should say Narashcha asau Simhaha cha. Okay, part and part lion. The usual vigraha vakya given normally is Naraha Simhaha iva. Okay, but that does not fully convey the sense of Narasimha as a half man and lion. So in that case, it may be better to say Vigraha as Narashcha Simhashcha. So he is man and also a lion. That is partially. Vigraha Vakyam, etat smartavyam, Vigraha Vakyam tu artha kathanam eva. So whatever, there are possibilities of having multiple Vigraha Vakyas for conveying the meaning properly. Okay, what is the intended meaning to be conveyed? In case of Narasimha, if it is Naraha, not Naraha Iva Simhaha, Naraha Simhaha Iva, Upamana Uttarapada Karmadharayaha. Okay. So Upamana Uttarapada Karmadharayaha, where it is Purvapada Pradhanya. So it is not 100% compulsory that all Tatpurushas have to be Uttarapadartha Pradhana. In Narasimhaha or Naravyagraha, the emphasis is on the Purvapadartha. Any other samasa? There are some other topics. First we'll finish the samasa questions and then come to the others. There is one more in Priyamvadaha. Is it aluk samasa instead of upapada samasa? First thing, it need not be aluk samasa instead of some other samasa. Aluk samasa is always along with other samasa. Say it is Tatpurusha and Aluk. it can be bahuvrihi and aluk. So aluk in bahuvrihi, aluk in tatpurusha, etc. But anyway, in priyamvadaha, it is not aluk samasa. There is a special case. It is an upapada samasa where we call it as a mum agama. When this priya shabda is followed by vada, it should have been priyavadaha. But there is a makara as the agama. It sounds like the original dvitiya vibhakti, but it is actually only the pratipadika to which we are adding a makara, which happens in many cases, bhayankaraha, dvishantapaha, aruntudaha, etc. and so on. So that is a different prakriya. It is not aluk. Okay, so any other questions on samasas you may ask? There is one more question on samasas. When we are doing a shabda with an ikaranta word at the end, tatra lingam katham bhavati athava rupam katham bhavati. Udaharanartham, veena panau yasya saha athava veena panau yasyaha sa. Tatra pullingam va strilingam va iti chet veenapanihi, pullinge strilinge ubhayatrapi veenapanihi ityeva rupam bhavati. Veenapanihi naradaha, veenapanihi saraswati. Tatra bhedaha na jnayate. You cannot make out the linga difference in prathama vibhakti. Yatha hari shabdaha mati shabdaha. Vastataha veenapani iti yadi pullinga shabdaha veenapanav yasya saha. Tarhi hari shabdavad rupani bhavanti, strilingam chet mati shabdavad rupani bhavanti. Hari shabdasya mati shabdasya kutra bhedaha, matyai mataye, matyaha matehe, matyam matau, tatraiva bhedaha. So yatra tatra bhedaha asti, tatra jnayate, anyeshu rupeshu bhedaha na jnayate. Since mati is mostly like hari, yatra uhayoho samanam rupam bhavati tatra na jnayate. So it is a bit difficult. Yatra ikaranta shabdaha, hrasva ikaranta shabdaha, tatra bhedaha kasuchit vibhaktishu eva jnayate, anyatra na jnayate. So the forms will be similar. Okay, except those vibhaktis where mati has additional rupa. Say for example, you can say veena panyai sarasvatyai namaha. Or veena panaye sarasvatyai namaha, matyai mataye. So you can do that with this. Whereas if it is say veena panaye naradaya namaha. So in that case it will be only one form. So etat sarvatra tathaiva. Udaharanartham idani mahamatihi iti shabdah asti. Matra kaha vigraha iti pashyamaha chet. Mahati matihi mahamatihi, great intelligence itself can be mahamati, in which case it will be a strilinga shabda. Etohi tatra uttarapadarthasya pradhanyam, tatpurusha samase uttarapadasya lingam bhavati, tada mahamatihi iti strilingam bhavati. Mahati matihi yasya saha, he who possesses great intelligence, tadatu mahamati iti ikarantaha pullinga shabdaha bhavati. Mahati matihi yasyaha sa mahamatihi, a woman with great intelligence ityukte punaha ikaranta strilinga shabdaha bhavati. So if it is a strilinga word, say mahati matihi or mahati matihi yasyaha sa, tada mati shabdavad rupani bhavanti. Mahati matihi yasya saha ityukte to hari shabdavad rupani bhavanti. Amatyasya mahamatya karyam sadhitam. So, by the great intelligence of the minister, the task was achieved. So atra mahati matihi mahamatihi, great intelligence ityarthah. Mahamatihi amatyah karyam sadhitavan. The minister who was extremely intelligent. Here it is a visheshana to the amatya. So mahati matihi yasya saha mahamatihi amatyah karyam sadhitavan. Mahamatihi ragni karyam sadhitavati. Atra tu mahati matihi yasyah sa iti bhavati. There is one more possible vigraha, mahatam matihi, the intelligence or the intellect of great people. Tatra atvam na bhavati, because the mahat becomes maha only in karmadharaya and in bahuvrihi. If it is a shashti tatpurusha, mahanmatihi, mahat mati, anunasika sandhihi bhavati, mahanmatihi iti bhavati. If there is a possible context of viewing it. Okay. Tarhi mahan matihi asya saha khalu. Na. Tra mahati iti matehe visheshanam. What is it qualifying? It is qualifying mati and then you are adding the pullinga. This mahati matihi will not change. Because Mahan is not a visheshana to the Amatya. Mahat Shabda is a visheshana to Mati. Since Mati is Strilinga, it is still Mahati Matihi. In Bahuvrihi Samasa, the visheshana, visheshya will be in the same linga. Whatever you do later, yasya saha, yasya hasa, yasya tat does not matter. Here, say Mahati Matihi, yasya saha, Mahat Balam, yasya saha, Mahan Anubhavaha yasya saha. So mahan anubhavaha mahati matihi mahat balam. The visheshana vishesha bhava is among them. So it will be in the same linga. That will not change. Okay. So there are two or three people who are asking the same questions. It will not change to Mahan Matihi because the Mati is still Strilinga and a Visheshana to Mati will always be Mahati. It is only later that you are changing that to Pullinga. Okay. So very similarly in the Taddhita Shabdas where there is an Ikaranta Shabda. Say Varunihi, Varunasya Apatyam. There, if it is Ikaranta, it could be Pullinga, Strilinga. Actually, very practically, Strilinga words of this kind are very, very rare. And there are some Pakshas where they say, if it is this case, you can make it a Dirgha Ikara. So, there are such possibilities. But on a general basis, it can be both. Again, like Hari Shabda or Mati Shabda. There is a word called Varuni. It is different. Varunasya Iyam Varuni. Iti Bhinnam. Apatyarthe yadi I Shabda kriyate tarhi pumanva striva bhedaha nagyayate. So, Draunihi, Daushyantihi, ityadi. Factually, they were all men. So, Marunihi, Bhruguhu, Draunihi, Ashwatthama, Daushyantihi, Sarvadamanaha. There were no women there. So, for Taddhitas, precedence also matters. How has it been used? Theoretically, it can be Pullinga, Strilinga. You cannot make out a difference. Okay. Any other questions on Samasas? Panchagavyam. Panchanam gavanam gavam samaharaha iti samyakva nana. Panchanam gavam samaharaha would be panchagavi iti bhavati. So if it is a group of five cows, it will be panchagavi. Panchagavya is panchanam gavyanam samaharaha. Gavya is gor vikaraha gavyam. Anything we get from the cow. The different, this one, say the dadhi, ajya, Navanita, I mean, the different, not Navanita probably, the Gomaya, Gomutra, Dadhi, Ajya, and one more. Those are called the Panchagavya. So, Tatra Panchanam Gavyanam Samaharaha Ityeva. Panchagavyam. Is there an audio problem? Are you able to hear properly? Okay. Oh, thank you. So the initial questions were yes, I didn't phrase my question correctly. So I was not sure if it was yes, there is a problem or yes, it is fine. But yeah, maybe if you have an audio problem, it may be because of connectivity issues. Sometimes logging in again will solve the problem many times. Okay. Okay, thank you. So there is one more question. I think in this this vigraha, there seems to be some difference and some difficulty in appreciating. See, the thing is, especially in Bahuvrihi Samasa, there is an issue. In Karmadharaya Samasa, usually there is no problem because there are only, like you have, say, Mahati, Matihi. Okay, so you have only two shabdas, so there is no problem. You automatically do the visheshana, visheshya. When we come to Bahuvrihi, there is an anya padartha. Okay, so there, how do you decide on the linga? See, first is there are two lingas there. One is the linga of the samasta pada, the entire thing, who are you referring to? For example, in this case, say you have a word called Mahamatihi, and if you are referring to a minister, Amatyaha, in that case, the linga of the Anyapadartha, whatever is that, that will affect the Yasya Saha or Yasya Hasa or Yasya Tat. That will only affect the ending of the Vigraha, the Anyapadartha. Say, if the Anya Padartha is a Pullinga, this is a problem only in Bahuvrihi, because we decide the Linga based on the Anya Padartha. The Linga of the Samasta Pada depends on the Anya Padartha for all Bahuvrihi Samasas. Sarve Bahuvrihi Samasaha Linga Traye Bhavanti. Sepitam Kshiram Yena Saha. Okay, Sepita Kshira. Who drank the milk? If you are saying Balaha, then Yena Saha. If you are saying Balika, Yaya Sa. Or if you are saying say Mitram, then would be Yena Tat. So the linga of the Anya Padartha affects the Yat Tat part. So you have to decide on the Yena Saha or Yasya Saha, whatever. The Yat and Tat part has to be decided based on the linga of the Anya Padartha. But within the Vigraha, the first part of the Vigraha, there are two parts to the Vigraha. The second part is the Yena Saha or Yena Yayasa Yena Tat. It can be all three lingas always. Sarveshu Bahuvrihi Samaseshu Lingatraye samasta padam sambhavati, tatra anya padarthasya lingam ashritya, yachabdasya tachabdasya cha linga nirnayaha kriyate. Kintu prathamaha bhagaha yaha asti, vigraha vakyasya prathamaha bhagaha, tatra vikalpaha na bhavati. You will not have a vikalpa there. Kshira is napumsakalinga, so it is always pitam kshiram. So, pitam kshiram yena saha, pitam kshiram yayasa, pitam kshiram yena tat. The first part of the vigraha is like karmadharaya. You have to look at what is the visheshya and decide the visheshana. That's all. You don't have a choice. So, if it is balam, it is only mahat balam. If it is matihi, mahati matihi. If it is, say, buddhihi, tikshna, buddhihi. If it is say unnataha vrikshaha, So the Visheshana Vishesha, this, the first part of the Vigraha is not variable. It is based on the usual Visheshana Visheshya concept. Only the second part is variable depending on the Anya Padartha. Avagamyateva. So with one part of the first part being constant, you can always get three vigrahas and three samasta padas. So mahat balam yasya saha mahabalaha, yasyaha sa mahabala, yasya tat mahabalam. Similarly, for all this, first part being a constant, you will get three options. So very, very important for Bahuvrihi Samasa. Okay. So we'll go next. There was one question about the Rajan Shabda at the end of a Samasa. So Tatpurusha Samase Rajan Shabdaha Ante Asti Chet Akarantaha Bhavati Saha Vishesha Niyamaha Drishtamasmabhihi Rajan Shabdaha Sakhi Shabdaha एवं बहवः शब्दाः तत्पुरुष समासे अन्ते सन्ति चेत् अकारान्ताः भवन्ति. सो पांचालानां राजा पांचाल राजः, महान राजा महाराजः. सो दैट इज ओनली इन तत्पुरुष. अन्येषु समासेषु नकारान्तः भवति. इफ इट इज सम अदर समास इट विल बी यूजुअल नकारान्त. यथा द्वंद्र समासः अस्ति चेत् गुरुश्च राजा च गुरु राजानौ, राजा राजानौ राजानः, अतः गुरु राजानौ इति भवति. तत्र नकारान्तत्वमेव भवति. तत्पुरुष समासे एव अकारान्तत्वम्. बहुव्रीहि समासे विकल्पेन क प्रत्ययः भवति. इन बहुव्रीहि यूजुअली से दुष्टः राजा यस्य सः देशः, दुष्टराजकः सामान्यतः अराजकः इति श्रूयते. न राजा यस्य सः, नास्ति राजा यस्य सः अराजकः. सामान्यतः बहुव्रीहि समासे क प्रत्ययं योजयित्वा प्रयोगः क्रियते. यदि क नास्ति तत्र तु नकारान्तत्वं भवति. तत्पुरुष समासे तु अकारान्तः भवति इति नियमः. सो द होल थिंग इज लाइक रामशब्द, महाराजः महाराजौ महाराजाः इति रामशब्दवत् भवति. एवमेव रात्रि शब्दस्य विषये अपि सन्देहः पृष्टः. तत्र नियमः इतोपि किञ्चित् क्लिष्टः. सो देर् इस् अ लाङ्गर् नियम फार् रात्रि शब्द. अस्मिन् सन्दर्भे एकं वदामि. एतेषां विषये ज्ञातुम् अत्युत्तमं पुस्तकमस्ति महाबलेश्वरभट्टानां समासपुस्तकम्. संस्कृतभारत्या प्रकाशितमस्ति. इट्स् अ वेरी वेरी स्माल् बुक्लेट् बट् सो मच् लोडेड् वित् इन्फर्मेशन् दट् ऐ मीन् इट् इस् द बेस्ट् थिङ्ग् यु केन् हाव् इन् युर् हेण्ड्. समासस्य प्रारम्भिकज्ञानं प्राप्य यत्र यत्र विशेषः अस्ति तत्र बहु सम्यक् रीत्या, विशिष्य पूर्वपदविशेषाः उत्तरपदविशेषाः बहु सम्यक् रीत्या दत्ताः सन्ति. उदाहरणार्थम् अत्र तत्पुरुषस्य नियमाः इत्यत्र रात्रिशब्दः अस्ति. कः नियमः दीयते? सो यु मे नाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् इट् द फस्ट् टैम् बट् एस् यु कीप् रेफरिङ्ग् टु इट् यु विल् गेट् इट्. देर् इस् एन् अच् इति प्रत्ययः येन अकारान्तः भवति. कदा भवति? सर्वशब्दः अस्ति चेत्. सर्वारात्रिः सर्वरात्रः अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः भवति. रात्रिशब्दः तत्पुरुषसमासे अस्ति चेत् अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः भवति. वेन् द पूर्वपद इस् वन् आफ् दीस्. सो देर् आर् सेवरल् रूल्स्. इट् इस् अ बिट् डिफिकल्ट् टु रिमेम्बर्. दट् इस् वै वी डिण्ट् कवर् इट् इन् द फस्ट् स्टेज् बट् विशिष्य प्रश्नः पृष्टः इत्यतः वदामि. एतादृशाः नियमाः सन्ति. सो सर्व एकदेश, एकदेशः इत्युक्ते भागः, पूर्व पर मध्य इत्यादि. तत्र पूर्वं रात्रेः पूर्वरात्रः. सो द अर्ली नैट् पूर्वरात्रः. एण्ड् देन् संख्याता रात्रिः, नैट्स् विच् आर् कौण्टेड् संख्यातरात्रः. पुण्यारात्रिः पुण्यरात्रः. सो यत्र एते शब्दाः सर्व एकेश संख्यात पुण्यशब्दाः सन्ति चेत् रात्रि वस्तुतः इकारान्तशब्दः किन्तु अकारान्तः भवति, पुल्लिङ्गम् अपि भवति. संख्यावाचकः अस्ति चेत् नवानां रात्रीणां समाहारः नवरात्रम्, तत्रापि अकारान्तं भवति किन्तु नपुंसकलिङ्गं भवति. संख्यापूर्वं रात्रं क्लीबम् इति नियमः अस्ति. संख्यावाचकम् अस्ति चेत् अकारान्तं नपुंसकलिङ्गं. सर्व पूर्व उत्तर इत्यादि शब्दाः संख्यात पुण्य अति इत्यादि शब्दाः सन्ति चेत् अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः भवति. अन्यत्र इफ पूर्वपद डज नॉट बिलोंग टू एनी ऑफ दीज तदा तु इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गः भवति. शिवारात्रिः शिवरात्रिः, शुभारात्रिः शुभरात्रिः. सो इन दोस केसेस इट विल बी इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग. सो देयर इज वन मोर टेबल, दिस इज फ्रॉम दैट बुक, समास पुस्तकात् इदं स्वीकृतम् अस्ति. अग्रे अन्यदपि अस्ति. सो ही गिव्स अगेन फुल डिटेल्ड एग्जाम्पल्स. सो यू कैन रिमेम्बर दीस. सो सर्वरात्र, पूर्व, अपर, अर्ध, उत्तर, मध्य, ऑल दीज आर वर्ड्स विच इंडिकेट अ पोर्शन ऑफ द नाइट. द सूत्र पाणिनी सूत्रम अस्ति अह सर्वैक देश संख्यात पुण्याच्च रात्रे हे. अहन शब्द अहोरात्र, अहश्च रात्रिश्च अहोरात्र. सर्व एकदेश, एकदेश मीन्स अ पोर्शन और अ पार्ट. संख्यात पुण्य, इफ दीज वर्ड्स आर इन द पूर्व पद द अति दिस वाज आल्सो देयर. सो दीज वर्ड्स देन इट विल बी अकारांत पुल्लिंग. इफ इट इज अ संख्यावाचक शब्द एज द पूर्व पद, सो नवरात्रम, त्रिरात्रम इत्यादिषु अकारांत नपुंसकलिंगं भवति. अन्यत्र इकारांत स्त्रीलिंगः, शिवरात्रिः शुभरात्रिः इत्यादिषु. व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ द बुक? इट इज कॉल्ड समास, समासः इत्येव पुस्तकम् अस्ति. इट इज वेरी, इट्स अ स्मॉल बुकलेट, आई थिंक हार्डली 50 और 60 पेजेस. इट कम्स विद अ पिंक कलर्ड कवर. इट्स अ संस्कृत भारती पब्लिकेशन. सो यूजुअली इट इज फाउंड इन ऑल आउटलेट्स. बट येस, दट समास पुस्तक इज नॉट समथिंग विच यू कैन कवर इन अ सिंगल रीडिंग. As I said, it is packed with information. Okay, so there is lot of stuff. So I suggest not directly if you take it. Yeah, there will be this. And I think he has also a preface on how to go about it. So initially, what we have done in this course, so read the patterns, recognize the patterns. All the special cases will come afterwards. So once you are very comfortable with the basics, then you can go and read up. If you have a doubt, you look it up, you will find there is a rule which gives something special. Okay, so te mahodayaha api yada pathayanti tada avritti traye, round 3 rounds you have to read it. I mean, a small, somebody says it's 82 pages. Okay, but very small book, but like the entire essence of the samasa prakarana. Samasa prakarana is a fairly complicated prakarana in vyakarana. It's not like very, very simple. So there are rules and there are exceptional rules. So first you have to try to understand the general rules, then go to the exceptions. Okay. अग्ना विष्णु इति, अग्निश्च विष्णुश्च. सो दट इज अ स्पेसिफिक अगेन एन एग्जाम्पल विच इज मेनली इन द वेदिक कॉन्टेक्स्ट. सो वेर देर इज अ टू देवतास, सो देवताद्वंद्व हैज सेवरल रूल्स वेर यू डू यू नो द्वंद्व इन देवता शब्द देर आर स्पेशल रूल्स. सो द अग्ना विष्णु इज बिकॉज ऑफ दट, इट इज अ स्पेशल वन. ओके, uh ओके वन मोर क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस वन. दुःखम् एव अग्निः दुःखाग्निः. सी यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड वेर यू आर रेफरिंग टू अ नॉर्मल विशेषण विशेष्य एंड वेर यू आर रेफरिंग टू टू डिफरेंट ऑब्जेक्ट्स. दुःखम् इज अ डिफरेंट ऑब्जेक्ट एंड अग्नि इज अ डिफरेंट ऑब्जेक्ट. दुःखम् इज नॉट अ विशेषण टू अग्नि. दुःखम् डज नॉट क्वालिफाई अग्नि. राइट? नॉट लाइक से उन्नतः वृक्षः महती मतिः. इट इज नॉट द विशेषण विशेष्य. वी आर फोर्सिंग द अभेद देर. इट इज नॉट अ नॉर्मल विशेषण विशेष्य. दट इज वाई इट इज अ रूपकालंकार एंड एन अवधारण. आई एम सेइंग दुख इट सेल्फ इज द अग्नि. दुख इज नॉट अग्नि. इट इज नॉट विशेषण नॉट विशेष्य. ओके सो देर इज नो विशेषण विशेष्य भाव देर. You are just showing equality between two different objects which have their own linga, so you have to use the same linga. It's only when you are doing a normal visheshana visheshya bhava that you have this, you know, matching lingas, etc. Okay. I think that was all I have prepared as in the questions which I received before class. So now I'll go back and whichever are the questions remaining asked in this class, I'll do that. There is one very very basic question on the anuswara, samskritam sambhashanam samyak. Anuswara makarayoho prayoge niyamaha. See, one the general rule for anuswara says Hali pare. So if it is two different words, you are talking about two different words. So I just put it. It's a very very important thing. So there are different things. When we are talking about two different things, then if there is a hal following, yadi agre vyanjanam asti tarhi anuswaraha bhavati. Yadi swaraha asti tarhi makaraha bhavati. गृहम् अस्ति गृहं गच्छामि. अग्रे स्वरः अस्ति चेत् मकारः. अग्रे व्यञ्जनम् अस्ति चेत् अनुस्वारः. एतत्तु पदस्य अन्ते. पदस्य मध्ये अस्ति चेत् यथा गम्यते सम्यक् एकमेव पदं तत्र मध्ये अस्ति चेत् मकारः एव भवति. ओके सो इन् सच् केसेस् देर् अगेन् यू विल् हाव् टु नो सच् थिङ्ग्स्. एकं यत्र सम् इति उपसर्गः अस्ति. सम्यक् इत्यत्र सम् इति उपसर्गः न. यत्र तु सम् उपसर्गः अस्ति तत्र से संख्या संख्या विकल्पेन परसवर्णः भवति. अनुस्वारः अथवा परसवर्णः इत्युक्ते वर्गस्य अन्तिमं व्यञ्जनं भवति. सो संख्या इत्यत्र उभयत्रापि भवति. एवमेव से सन्ततिः सन्ततिः. सम्भाषणम् सो सम्भाषणम् सम्भाषणम्. सम् इति उपसर्गस्य प्रयोगः अस्ति चेत् परसवर्णः भवति यदि वर्गीयव्यञ्जनम् अस्ति. इफ् द फालोयिङ्ग् लेटर् इस् अ वर्गीयव्यञ्जन देन् यू केन् हाव् परसवर्ण. यत्र तु वर्गीयव्यञ्जनम् नास्ति अवर्गीयव्यञ्जनम् यथा संस्कृतम् इत्यस्ति अथवा संशयः तत्र तु अनुस्वारः एव भवति. इफ् इट् इस् अ वर्गीयव्यञ्जन आर् यवल रेफः न यवल तत्रापि सो देर् इस् दिस् वन् सो यकारः अनुनासिकः यकारः भवितुम् अर्हति. सो सामान्यतः उच्चारणे संयोगः इति उच्चारणं कुर्मः चेत् तत्र अनुनासिकः यकारः अथवा अनुनासिकः लकारः संलापः. सम् इति उपसर्गः अस्ति चेत् तत्र विकल्पेन परसवर्णः भवति वर्गीयव्यञ्जने परे अथवा यवल एतेषु वर्गेषु परेषु एतेषु वर्णेषु परेषु. अन्यत्र अनुस्वारः भवति. सो एषः नियमस्य सङ्ग्रहः. So where it is, what we will have to find out. Okay. संधिः इव अनुस्वारस्य परसवर्णः सत्यं परसवर्णः संधिः एव शिक्षावर्गे अस्माभिः परसवर्णसंधिः अधीतः त्वं करोषि अत्रापि उपसर्गः पदम् उपसर्गः भिन्नं पदम् इत्येव स्वीक्रियते अतः विकल्पेन तत्र परसवर्णः भवति तत्र कथम् उच्चारणभेदः तत्तु सर्वदा सर्वेषामपि क्लेशः अनुस्वारस्य उच्चारणे तत्र शिक्षाशास्त्रमेव अध्येतव्यम् एण्ड् द ग्रेटेस्ट् गैड् इस् द सम्प्रदाय थियोरेटिकलि मकार इस् एन् ओष्ठ्यवर्ण अतः म इत्यस्य उच्चारणे द्वयोः ओष्ठयोः सम्मेलनं भवति इट्स् ए लेबियल् सो यु हव् टु ब्रिङ्ग् युवर् लिप्स् टुगेदर् एण्ड् देन् प्रनौन्स् मकार Whereas anuswara is a pure nasal. Iti mukham pidhaya kevalam nasikaya. Ityasya m ityasya bhedahasti. Makaraha sparshavarnaha. It is a vargiya vyanjana and it has to be pronounced by bringing together the lips and forcing out the air. Whereas for anuswara, it's just you close the mouth and It is a nasal sound. Kintu vastutaha sambhashana samaye kleshaha. It is very difficult to pronounce the anuswara. For example, in say samskritam or simhaha, it is a sa skritam. I mean, if you slow it down, if you are pronouncing it correctly, it is not sam skritam. It is not makara. It is sa, then just the sound. Without involving the mouth and then the rest of the letters, say sing, ha, ha. So there are a lot of variations or aberrations to it. So nakarasya prayogaha bahubhih kriyate, makarasya prayogaha kriyate. So practically there are several variants, but theoretically that is how it is supposed to be. So when does na become ma? Na does not directly become ma, it becomes anuswara and then if possible you will get a parasavarna there. Again, for example, in say the normal case of vandhatuhu, tatra vastutaha vandhatuhu, na kampdhatuhu, tatra ka nup kampate ityatra vastutaha ka nup ityasti, tatra apadantasya nakarasya अनुस्वारः भवति अनन्तरं परसवर्णः भवति चेत् तत्र मकारः भवति तत् सामान्यतः पदस्य मध्ये एव पदस्य अन्ते न भवति सो दिस् ट्रान्स्फर्मेशन् इस् अपदान्तस्य ओके जस्ट् अ मोमेंट आई विल कम फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग इफ आई हैव छन्दो विषये एकः प्रश्नः इस् देर् अ कम्पल्सरी यति आफ्टर् ईच् पाद आफ् एय्ट् लेटर्स् इन् अनुष्टुप् द पादान्ते यति इस् देर् इस् नो डिरेक्ट् रूल् सो इन् मोस्ट् आफ् द वृत्तास् द पादान्ते यति इस् देर् सो बै डिफाल्ट् पादान्ते यतिः भवति बट् इट् ईस् पासिबल् टु डू इट् विथौट् अ यति यत्र समस्तपदमस्ति तत्र यतिं विनापि कदाचित् भवति अथवा दीर्घश्लोकेषु सौन्दर्यलहर्यादिषु सर्वत्र दृश्यते सो पादान्ते यतिः सामान्येन भवेत् किन्तु सर्वत्र भवति इति नास्ति तत्र कदाचित् तु तत्र पदमाश्रित्य यदि दीर्घं समस्तपदमस्ति तर्हि यतिः न भवति समस्तपदस्य भङ्गः कर्तुं न शक्यते इत्यतः Okay. But even then, usually, even in samastapada, at least a component break is there. For example, if there is, say, a word like very, very common, this one. So if there is a word like vakra tunda, there is a possibility that vakra is in one pada and tunda is in other pada. But definitely no kavi will break it as va in one pada and kratunda in another pada. Tadrisham tu na kriyate eva. Yatihi iti yatra bhavati tatra visishya padante tu tadrishaha anarthakaha bhangaha na bhavati. Yadi samasta padamaste tarhi evam bhavitum arhati. So it is there practically drishyate. So taddhita varge matup pratyayaha makarasya vakaradeshaha. So in dhanavan the pratyaya is still matup and not vatup satyam. So tatra matup ityeva pratyayaha makarasya vakaradeshaha bhavati. So vatup is not the pratyaya there. Gita, we were taught to chant the way the verse is written. Without breaking, it depends. Say, see, both are acceptable. Say, if you say, so there are many cases where you can break it pada by pada, that is four parts, or because it is possible to tell it together, you can do it. For example, yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah. So tatra yatra yogeshwarah krishnah yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutihi dhruvani tirmatir mama ityapi yujyate. Yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharah tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirmatir mama ityapi yujyate. Kintu what you should not do is yatra yogeshara krishno, a break, and then yatra partho dhanurdharaha is not right, because the moment the samhita breaks, the sandhi will not happen. So if you are telling the first and second pada together, then you will have to make the sandhi and tell. So sandhim krutva yugapad vaktum shakyate, sandhim vinache sandhi chedena vaktavyam iti niyamaha. Uchcharana velayam chatvari api padani yati shakyante yugapad vaktum shakyate. There are some cases where you are doing a very fast parayana. If you have that breath, you can tell the whole thing in one go. Say yatra yogeshwarah krishno yatra partho dhanurdharas tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani tirmatir mama ityapi sadhu eva. Yadi samhitayam uchyate tarhi sandhihi karaniyaha. Yadi samhita bhangah kriyate tarhi sandhi chedah api karaniyah ityeva niyamah. Okay. Okay, there is a couple of unrelated questions. I will still answer them. But since it is getting delayed, maybe there are a few announcements which are important. So we will finish the announcements and come back to the remaining questions, so that those who want to go can leave and then catch up later. So adav parikshayah vishaye punah vadami November masasya ante. So 29th or 30th, the exam itself is optional. I would recommend all of you to take it, but if you have say joined very late and you have not yet caught up with the older portions, tarhi lekhaniyam eva iti niyamah nasti. Tatra pramanapatram diyate vyakarana bhagasya shashtihi ankaha kavya bhagaha ityukte alankaraha chandaha eva tatra dvimshatihi ankaha. So the paper is only for 80 marks. The remaining 20 is for the subhashita. There is this form. I'll upload this. I'll also send you an email. This is a registration form for the exam. So if you are planning to take the exam, please fill this form. It is very small. It's just your name, your email and which day you want to write the exam, whether you want to take it on the 29th or 30th. Okay, so whichever day you opt for, that day I'll send the question paper by email at 7. You can either fill it online or write your answers and send me the scanned paper by 9 o'clock. Half an hour later is okay, but maximum by 9:30 or 10. Okay, so that is the one. You can opt for yours, but please do register. You will not get the question paper unless you register for this one by filling this form. That is the first one. The second one, there is a course feedback form. So please do fill it, all of you, whoever has been attending, whether you're attending live or have been catching up through recordings. Please fill up this form. Again, I'll send this link. It will be in the slides, and also I'll send it by mail. So the usual course end feedback, so that we know how we are doing and what we need to do in the future. And very important for us to sustain our efforts. So as you all know, Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation is a non-profit organization. So we are sustaining ourselves majorly through donations. There are the sales of a few of our products, but it's very minimal, and it's not even like half of what has been invested into it. All activities of Sanskrit from Home especially can be sustained only through donations. Okay, so the actual annual cost for the hardware, the tool itself, the server for hosting all the materials. So we are spreading, but then the server size goes bigger and that charges also become bigger. We are also trying to bring in other teachers. We need to compensate the teachers, and there are other costs involved also. So it costs close to 25 lakhs per annum. So whatever you can, please donate. Okay, it's very important, and the amount is fine, but if you can afford, please help us in sustaining this and reaching our efforts to more people with more courses, more subjects, and so on. So the modes of donation, something that people keep asking often. So there are several modes you can pick. The first one is a direct online donation, which is either through net banking or cards, which works even for foreign credit cards in countries. But I will admit that there are some problems. Some of the cards apparently don't work, and despite our efforts, we have not been able to resolve it 100%. So this might work. Or you can send us a check, whether it is domestic or foreign, in favor of Vyoma Linguistic Labs Foundation, and send the check to this address. For domestic transfer, that is from an Indian bank account in Indian rupee, there is the bank details for online transfer, and you will get ATG benefits here. If you are transferring from a foreign country, you will have to give it to the FCRA. That is the permit. We have the permit, but it is a separate account. So you will have to do a wire transfer to this account. So the details are here. I know, I mean, we have been receiving complaints that donating itself is a problem. We are trying to resolve it. So there are several kinds of issues, some technical, some admin issues, and so on. But hopefully one of these ways will work for you, and it's, your support is very, very valuable for us. Okay. And lastly, before I close this course, I want to thank a few people who have been helping me in, you know, the regular admin work. So Srimati Sheila Shah and Sri Ravi Narayanan, they have been helping me in uploading the materials. So if there has been a delay in uploading, it has purely because of my issues that I have not sent them the materials for uploading. So, but whenever I send, within one day, the materials are uploaded, and it's a huge help they have done. So there is also Mahalakshmi Bhagini. For every exercise, she has been giving the answers, typing it, correcting it after I give the answers, formatting it so that it's very easy for me to upload. and she has also volunteered for other works in this. Srimati Rama Shivaraman and Srimati Jayashree, they have been giving their notes, so very willingly sharing their hard work, so preparing the notes, consolidating from mine and sharing it for the others. And Srimati Priya Santanakrishnan, so she has also volunteered to do some of the Kavya Katha portions. So very specifically these, because many of these tasks take a lot of time, even though they are small tasks individually, over time they build up, and I am very thankful for all of these for helping me in smooth running of the course, and of course to whoever attended the course. So thank you very much. It was a great experience for me personally, and hope it was a good experience for all of you. If you have any suggestions on how we can improve, what went well, what did not, please do share with us in the feedback form. Okay. So with that, I'll do the Mangalam. So the classes are ending today. So next we'll have the exam. I'll evaluate the exams and send the results. And of course, I'll communicate about the Subhashitas. Any questions, you can always write to us, sanskritfromhome@vyomalabs.in. So, okay. Is it possible to take the exam in the following week, that is December 6th? See, purely for ease of administration at our end, if possible, I'd request you to take during that weekend. But if you have specific reasons where that weekend is not possible at all, please do write to us. We can always accommodate. If there are reasons when you wanted to write it, but it's not possible that weekend, yes, we will definitely accommodate it. But if possible, please do in that, so that it's easier for us to track, to evaluate, and to give the result. Okay. Is PayPal accepted in India? No. Unfortunately, PayPal India is not working. So there are several issues with PayPal. We did have initially, but it's not working. Okay, that there are some this month. So okay, so now there are a few more questions. So those who it is delayed, but since there are a few more, I'll complete them. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Okay. So coming back to the questions, there was one question. In Lit Lakara, there is an asa at the end. What is the significance when it is used? I think the Mahore is not here. Yeah, so. But for others, if you're interested, it's pretty simple. So for the Churadigana dhatus mainly, and there are other dhatus which are there. So there are some dhatus for which you have this Babhuva, Asa and Chakara. All three forms are accepted in Lit. So it is mainly for the Churadigana. Say Chorayam Asa, Chorayam Babhuva, and Chorayan Chakara. Okay, so three forms, always there will be three forms. So for all Churadigana dhatus you will have. Also for dhatus which start with an each letter, that is a letter other than akara and have a guru letter. Okay, for example, if you have eeksh or edh, Edha Masa, Edham Babhuva, and so on. Similarly, Iksham Chakre. So, dhatus which begin with an ich letter, a swara other than akara, and those which have a guru. So, such dhatus also get these forms. So, specific for Lit Lakara. Uh, हाँ, व्हेन वी राइट पठ्यते द ईयर विल नॉट टच द लाइन, इज देयर अ रूल? सी दैट इज प्योरली अ राइटिंग रूल, सो देयर इज नो रूल एज सच, बिकॉज अवर व्याकरण और शिक्षा एनी ऑफ द शास्त्रस डोंट रीड डील विथ राइटिंग पर से, सो इट डिपेंड्स ऑन विच इज द फॉन्ट यू आर यूजिंग. So in most of the cases they write that yakara, half yakara is written like that, but there are some cases they say if you do it with pat break like halanta ya te, that is also accepted, and if you are writing in different scripts that will not apply. Okay, so there is no such rule, but in Devanagari yes, so when you have that that ta or tha, when they combine with that yakara, that ya is written below. So that is a rule in Devanagari. That's all. So in the fifth adhyaya of the Gita, Pashyan Shrinvan Swapan Shvasan, is there a special rule? There is no special rule. It is the normal Shchutva Sandhi. So you have Pashyan plus Shrinvan because of the Shakara. So the Nakara becomes Nya. Okay. So Pashyan Shrinvan. Swapan Shvasan is also the same. So Swapan and Shvasan Shchutva Sandhi Bhavati. Shchutva Sandhina Nakarasya Nyakaraha Bhavati. Chavarga Panchamaksha. So okay, so I think that's it. I think I've covered most of the questions. So if there are any more, please write to me. So we will meet soon. Okay, so hopefully in some future courses. Dhanyavadaha. Gurureva gatir gurumeva bhaje gurunaiva sahasmi namo gurave na guroh paramam shishurasmi guror matirasti gurau mama pahi guro. Dhanyavadaha.